Okay, next subject I'm talking about, and this is, I know, a huge topic. Politics. I mean, government politics. Let's see here. What have we learned from our candidates? What have we learned with the people that we can trust as president? I mean, today I just saw a thing on the Today Show with, or I don't know if it's Good Morning America or Today Show, but they were interviewing Hillary Clinton. Just them talking to her. Okay, well, here's the thing. Hillary Clinton brought up some amazing points that to my autistic mind sound logical. And she basically was talking like a civilian, not like a huge powerhouse. And what she was describing was what she was going to do and how she was going to do it. So she had the talk about it and she had the action planned to do it. So, and everything she talked about was amazing. I mean, they even played some SNL clips where people have impersonated her in hilarious ways. And she even said that one of the impersonations were true, which basically was one of the actresses on there impersonating her, trying to get through the subway rotator grates, which she had a hard time with. And she said, that's exactly what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me. And then she also talked about her own personal life with Bill Clinton. Like, for example, she talked about basically, I remember, let's see here, what was it that she was talking about? Oh, something to do with their love life. And how something he did made her do the normal thing in a husband and wife thing and have him sleep on the couch and her sleep in the bed. And she's just like us. She's not like rich-ass Trump who thinks everyone should be the same. Donald Trump's talking about how he's going to divide and almost segregate women and men in payment at work, women and men in rights, and then racial differences between the white and any other race. He's going to bring us back to the 18-somethings where it was breaking the law to have another race marry a white man or a white woman. He's going to bring that back. And then he's saying he wants to deport Mexicans, Muslims, anyone who is not of a white race, he's going to deport to their home country. So, basically, he's gonna become a dictator, not a Republican. Because, I mean, if you wanna look at Republicans right now, Cruz and Kasich Okay, let's look at them. Cruz and Kasich. What do we know about them? Other than they're family men, they have a wife and a couple and kids. And putting that with a parenthesis around the S because maybe Cruz has a kid or Kasich has a kid. And the thing is, we know that they're going to treat people with respect as Republicans and Democrats. They're going to be respectful for both parties. So, I mean, they could run as independents. I don't know, but I don't know how the parties work. But the thing is, they're breaking the stereotype up of Republicans. That these two can support women's rights, can support racial rights that are not white, and they can make people believe that, okay, here's the thing. We might be Republican, but we're better than Republicans are stereotyped to be. And the last one, Bernie Sanders. Polish background, meaning he thinks women are the highest hierarchy you can ever have. Women are the hierarchy in his mind. So, I mean, yeah, he's having some disagreements with Hillary, but he agrees sometimes with Hillary as well. It doesn't mean that he completely rejects Hillary because he and her are different genders and and opponents in the same party. No. He respects Hillary for some things and then just blatantly says, sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong. Because he's a Polish background, he's a man who respects his elders. And, I mean, let's see here. If he, let's see here. He probably has a grandmother, old-time Polish woman, or a mother, old-time Polish woman, meaning that the values still are there for everyone to be equal and to respect the women in the parties. So, let's say Bernie Sanders slips up and Hillary's talking about removing fracking. And we should do this because of this, this, and this. And they are logical reasons. Next thing you know, Bernie makes a mistake and says, you know, you're completely wrong. You're completely wrong in these areas. Guess who is gonna call him up the next day and cuss him out and say, you were completely out of line. You need to apologize to Hillary. And this needs to happen now, or you're disowned from my family. Guess who's gonna say that? His mom or his grandmother. So he's being careful with what he says with Hillary. He's being careful because he knows the next day he's gonna get that phone call like, seriously, you son of a gun? I taught you differently. I taught you differently on how to respect a woman and how to know if she's logical or not. So next time you get on that caucus, you practically say to Hillary, I am so sorry for calling you wrong when I know you were right. I'm so sorry. And then leave it at that, and every time she makes a correct statement, back her up. That's what you should do, and you will get votes. Never going to do that. Bye. And, or they might say, dobizhenya. Or use the Russian, odsvidanya. They will not hesitate to backlash the living crap out of their son or grandson when he is incorrect completely on what he said about Hillary's logic. That was completely correct. So understand that. Kasich and Cruz are family men. Bernie Sanders respects women because of his nationality. And Hillary has logic behind him. Donald Trump basically could be another Hitler, another Nazi. Or, as Twitter posted, a person posted on Twitter, the Antichrist. So, basically, the only person you gotta completely remove from the voting is Donald Trump. Every other person on that race for the White House is in logic. I don't care if you are strong about Democrats and hate Republicans, or vice versa. Guess what? Donald Trump? Bah. Kasich and Cruz? What's up? We will listen. And Bernie and Hillary, we will listen. What's up? So, that's this episode of politicians are, there's only one politician that is corrupt, and every other politician is perfectly normal. Okay? Thank you.